don't make guarantees often. But after hearing today's tell me how, tell me why, I can guarantee you, you're going to be better at table quizzes. Who are we speaking to today?
Here we go. Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, no, 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 not Sean. Not the Cinnamon, not the Vixen, not the Beast or the Governess. It's our brand new chaser. Ah, the Dublin Dynamo. All the way from the Emerald Isle, it's Dara Ennis, D-Ennis, the Menace.
Debuting in 2009, The Chase has slowly but surely become the king and queen of daytime television, hitting its peak this year, becoming the most watched daytime TV programme across all UK channels.
Irishman Dara Ennis is the newest chaser, but how do you make it into that chair?
When I moved to the UK, I got into quizzing. So I joined a quiz team here in Oxford, and they regularly get sent out things about, you know, being contestants on shows and stuff. So I applied for a few shows and I ended up on The Chase as a contestant, and I did really well. A couple of days after recording, the producers called me and asked me, did I want to audition to be a new chaser? So once I figured out that it wasn't actually a joke, I jumped at the chance and spent about a couple of years actually doing various auditions and training and getting up to speed until they felt I was ready to go on the show. So, and then a little more than a year ago, I recorded my first episode, but it was all delayed because of the pandemic. So it was only out last week, but I've recorded it 14 months before it was aired.
Dara has already become a firm fan favourite, but how is he finding his newly found fame?
Well, right now it's great because I don't go anywhere and do anything, and when I do leave the house, I wear a mask. So basically nobody who didn't know me already has mentioned anything to me or said anything to me. So my neighbours have stopped me and said it because they know who I am already and things like that, and the people I work with. But I haven't had any random strangers or anything stop me in the street because they don't recognise me.
When a day comes that a mask is no longer required and anonymity on the streets is no longer an option, is he prepared?
I've talked to the others about this extensively, and the vast majority of interactions are super positive. You know, it's just people saying they really like the show, maybe wanting a picture or something. And most people are really reasonable, and they, you know, they respect your privacy and stuff. So I'm not too worried about it, but it's nice, I think, to ease into the social media fame, which has been insane, and then do the real life fame separately. So it'll make it a bit easier, I think, and less overwhelming.
We all went to school with a brain box that excelled above all the others. But what was the newest chaser like in secondary?
I've always been very smart, but I was not always a good student. So I was repeatedly in trouble in primary school, and I was an absolute clown who did not work very hard in secondary school. So I have a very inherent natural ability to remember things. Obviously, that's one of the advantages of this job, but it meant that I really didn't have to try very hard for most of my subjects. So I kind of skated through and had a laugh. I had a big group of friends who I'm still friends with now. So I went to the Holy Family Community School in Lochgill, and we are all still friends, and we go away together and we go to each other's weddings and we all meet up, you know. But yeah, I would have done very well in terms of grades, but I probably would have been a big distraction. I wouldn't have helped.
So you do the leaving in Dublin. Then where do you go?
So I went to Maynooth, and then I actually stepped up because it began to actually become difficult. So I had to do some work, which was the best thing that could happen to me. I grew up a lot as a university student. So I did science as a general degree, and I did a biology and maths minor in Maynooth. And I had a great time. I absolutely loved Maynooth, so much so that I stayed there for years afterwards. So I did a PhD. After I did that, I did that in ecology. So I was working in, you know, pine forests, working on forest insect pests and biological control. And so while I'm a scientist now, working on microscopes and it's all white coats and things, then it was, you know, saws and chisels and shovels and stuff. It was a different type of science.
If you play football, it could be a hand pass or kick pass drill. If you do marathons, you run. If you answer questions on The Chase, you...
Most days I spend several hours studying, doing quizzes, reading quiz books, learning lists, watching quiz shows. All six of us do a lot of work in the background. So I would spend maybe sort of an average of 2 or 3 hours every single day working on quiz stuff.
Fionnuala is a two-time iRadio table quiz champion. I am not. Am I doomed forever to quiz failure, or are there things I could try to learn?
There's a very large number of questions that come up again and again. Like, it's not a small field of questions, so it's a big thing to learn. But there are questions that come up. There are common quiz questions that, you know, and there's things where the obvious answer that you can learn. So if it's a quote, a witty quote, and you don't know who it is, just say it's Oscar Wilde. It probably will be. If it's a prime minister's quote, it'll be Winston Churchill. If it's English history and they ask what century, it's probably the 19th century, because these are the ones that people go back to all the time, you know. And there's lists of things you can learn. So you can learn the periodic table, you can learn the Olympic host cities, Oscar winners, things like that. And if you learn them, that helps you. Even if it's not directly that question, you can figure things out, and it really helps. Also, and this is harder because a lot of people don't do science and stuff, if you know a little Greek and Latin, that helps a lot, because a lot of things about meaning of words are come from Greek and Latin roots. So if you know a few little bits of that, it really helps.
One thing I know, that I know nothing. This is the source of my wisdom. Greek philosopher Socrates, 5th century BC.
Now say it in Greek.
Some other time, perhaps.
Dara Ennis, for you, the chase is over. Goodbye.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
He's the news chaser on ITV's The Chase. You can catch him. 5 o'clock, the episodes air every single day. But if you want to watch his first episode, that is on YouTube.
The Lift.
The Lift.
With Tesco. Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.